The Gemara continues to explore the opening dictionary issue. How are you going to define the word or? Or lar ba'asar, bogus the chametz la'aner. When is that? Does that mean bedikas chametz takes place, as we assume, the beginning of the evening of Erev Pesach? Or does it mean a nagi? It means early in the morning, alos ha'shachar time, dawn before sunrise, the very beginning of the morning. So we left off before we turn to Chazara with the Gemara's first Shema Mina, but as we saw, as we discussed in the previous year, not the last Shema Mina. I had a Shema Mina, and Maram Chalava discusses here, and David at the end of the Sugya of Gilam and Aleph, although the Gemara brought an initial Raya, we're not done yet, now we're going to seek to find more Raya to really make the case that R means nighttime. That R means nighttime. So here's a Raya. Meisvei. This is a Brisa. The Kelly on the Samsar Shat says this is from a Tosefta. Meimasai. Arba Asar Asar Basiyas Malacha. From when are you forbidden to do Malacha on the 14th? From when are you forbidden to do Malacha on an Erev Pesach? When does the Isra Malacha begin an Erev Pesach? Who said there is an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach? What is Malacha? It's not Yom Tov. On Pesach, the 15th, is Isra Malacha. That's the Pasuk in Chumash. And beyond that, beyond the 15th, Chol HaMoed also an Isra Malacha. Okay, Machlok is the Raisi Rabbanon. There is clearly a whole Masechta about it. There is an Isra Malacha even in Chol HaMoed. But Isra Malacha, an Erev Pesach, man dechar shemei. So Rashi says right away over here, we're talking about an Isser Mitam Minhag. As you can see, the opening, as you saw already, the opening mission of the fourth parak, the parak is named Makom Shenogu. As the opening mission there says, that there are places that have the minhag not to Malach and Erev Pesach, places that do not have such a minhag, and you have to follow the local minhag. So that's what Rashi says. And we in Lakabah, Makom Shenogu lost his Malach, ain't Osin. So the minhag. So now the machlok taran is, says Rashi, well, when does that minhag apply? Let's say you're in a makom she'ein osin malacha. If you're a makom she'osin malacha, okay, there's nothing to discuss. If you're a makom she'ein osin malacha, what does that minhag look like? What does that minhag look like? What does that minhag look like? So you have machlok is that tanam, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Reb Yehuda. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the tanam say elsewhere, kav v'noki. A kav was a small measurement. He didn't say that much. We don't have as much recorded material from him as from some of his peers. We have plenty from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi. He's kav v'naki. We don't have so much material from him, but what we have is very clean. We tend to pass like Rabbi Ben Yaakov. So, Mishnah's Rabbi Ben Yaakov kav v'naki. What does Rabbi Ben Yaakov say in the Tosefta? He says, Mishah sa'ur. There you go. Right away, the word that we're looking for. The Isra Malacha begins from Ur, whatever that is. And Yehuda says, no, Mishasan Etzacham. It starts from sunrise. And now we have a Shaklavatari amongst the Tanam. Amalei, Blaz Minyakov, Lib Yehuda. Blaz Yaakov says to Yehuda, I don't understand you. How could you say the Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach only begins at Han Etzacham, at sunrise? Well, what type of situation is that? That's so uncharacteristic. Such a awkward, unwieldy situation. You have a day that's part Asr b'malacha and part Mutar b'malacha. You don't say Shabbos, you don't say Friday night you can do malacha, but Shabbos day you cannot. No such thing. We don't say that about Yom Tov, we don't say that about Chol Moed. All you have to do is listen to the radio back in the day. Right? Jewish holidays begin at sundown. It's the old thing. So that's your Blazer Yaakov. Heichon Matzinu. What? Part of the day is Mutar B'malacha and part of the day is Asr B'malacha. What does that mean? No, it must be so that the whole day is Asr B'malacha. And if Yehuda responds, not true. I disagree with your logical assumption. It itself can be Mochiach. It itself, what's in itself? Yom Yudalid has other ways in which it's split. Miksas the Mutar B'chil's Chametz. Miksas the Asr B'chil's Chametz. So you see that Yom Yudalid has a split status with respect to chametz. That's kuli amalo pligi. That you're allowed to have chametz at night. You're allowed to have chametz for most of the morning, and then the end of the morning, going into the afternoon, is aser. So it doesn't bother me that Erev Pesach should also have a split status with respect to Malacha. Ad kan divrei ha-tosefta. Now the Amoraim pick up. Well, one second. In the coming of Yehuda Mishasa Neitzachama, Yehuda's Shita was from the morning, from sunrise, Salma or the Kamer Belezim and Yaakov, or to whom? Clearly the issue is about the night before. Clearly the issue is about the night before. What? That he's saying, Hayitachin, that the night is Mutz Melacha, and the day is also Melacha. You're telling me it starts in the morning, it can't be, it has to be the night is also. That just seems to emerge from the simple reading of the Tosefta. So the Gemara responds, no. So again, so Pashup Shad, this Tosefta about Melechas Erev Pesach should be a raya that what? It should be a raya that R means nighttime, which is what we already proved, and see here we'll have a second raya. So Gemara says, not so fast. Lo, my R amura shachar. Maybe it's Nagi. But morning, but Rabbi Yehuda says morning. He said, no, Rabbi Yehuda says morning starting from Hanetzachama. Let's assume 6 o'clock morning, sunrise. He's not pushing it back to 6 p.m. the night before. He's not adding on 12 hours, but he is adding on 1 hour. He thinks it's Alos HaShachar. Yehachi deka amar, lehecha mati yom shemiksasa muta, aziz malach yom miksasa also aziz malach. The verse is 1 second. I understand that if you say Alos HaShachar, so it's not the same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda, not identical, okay, an hour, 72 minutes, whatever it is, of difference. But even if I understand they're saying two different shitos, but it's hard to understand Reuven ben Yaakov's logic, because his whole argument was Heicha Metzina Yom Shemiksasa Mutbasias Malacha and Miksasa Asbasias Malacha Nemi Il Anafshei. You're asking a kasha of Yehuda to demonstrate that you're right, but the kasha asking Yehuda is you're shvering him too. Don't you see from the whole argumentation is never pushed that what? That he's saying he's offering the night because we don't find that Shabbos is a malacha begins from Osa Shachar. We don't find that Yom Tov is a malacha begins from Osa Shachar. There's a malacha begins from the night before. So he's asking a very good kasha. It's sure in him too. So the fact that he's asking a kasha apparently it's not sure in him. So don't you see that Blesman Yaakov holds that R is night? He says no. He says no. So here the Gemara says, starting to get into the svar of Blesman ben Yaakov, maybe it's logically easier to understand drawing. For sure, it's easiest to understand drawing the boundary at Shkia. That's the Arpasha. That's the way every Shabbos Yom Tov works. Okay, so if you say that, that's obviously simple. If you want to argue that R, you want to say it's not Mukhrach that from here that R means Laila, maybe R means Boker. Why? Because maybe as Yaakov is saying, we just move it back an hour and change from Hanetzachama, from Zricha, back to Alos HaShachar. How you understand this? The Gemara says, it's still easier to draw a line Alos HaShachar than at Hanetzachama. Why? The Gemara says, the Bishlama Lididi, Blaz Yaakov HaGama, the first wide line. Bishlama lididi ashkachan de kapalgir abanan ben yimam alalelia. Says, I can tell you, if I'm going to draw the line at Elos HaShachar, which is where Yom begins, how do you know that's where Yom begins? That's at Beferish Gemara and Brachas that we saw in an earlier sugya. And it's the Mishnah Megillah that we discussed earlier and that you saw, many of you saw this morning. And the Mishnah Megillah Dav Chaf says, the whole slew of mitzvahs there, mitzvahsin by Yom, a whole list of mitzvahs that only are daytime mitzvahs, shofar and lulav and mila and so on and so forth. There are mitzvahs that apply both day and night, like sukkah. There are mitzvahs that apply only at night, and then there's a whole list of mitzvahs that apply dafka by yom. And you saw the mishnah. You saw the din is that ideally for all the mitzvahs by yom, ideally you wait until Hanetzachama. Ideally you don't make a bris until after sunrise. Ideally you don't shake lulav until after sunrise. Ideally you don't blow shofar after sunrise. By the way, ideally you also don't daven Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis until after sunrise, and that's the essence of Vasikin, is straddling that. So you have the Kriyas Shema Dafka before HaNetzachah, but the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah Shachar, is after HaNetzachah. So that's what Tadam say there. Ideally, the mitzvahs are mitzvahs and bayom, you should wait until HaNetzachah. But, strictly speaking, you are Yotze anytime after Alos HaShachar. Because anytime after Alos HaShachar is Yom. And again, that's consistent with the Sugya and Brachas. And so that appears to be what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is saying. He's saying, you do find that the Chachamim, that the Rabbanan would differentiate the Kalpalgi, ben Yamama Lilelio. Just a footnote for a moment about that word Palgi. Just a footnote for a moment, that word Palgi. Usually you see the word Palgi, it means Machlokas.
Seven.
Ah, right. Palag, Pei, Lam, and Gimel is absolutely parallel, Pei, Lam, and Gimel in Aramaic is absolutely parallel to Ches, Lam, and Kuf in Hebrew. So in Hebrew, Ches, Lam, and Kuf can mean a few different things. Sometimes it just means a part, like a chelek, or to make a chiluk, to make a logical distinction. But sometimes they also use it to mean machlokas, to mean a difference of opinion. So Pei, Lam, and Gimel also, usually you've come across in the Gemara in the sense of machlokas, a plukta, kamiflagi, and so on and so forth. You might be grammatically say kamipalge, whatever it is, kamiflagi. Right, Pligi, usually you hear in Gemara context, usually you hear Pei Lam and Gimel in the context that with the meaning of machlokas. But it could also just mean palga or plag is just a chelek, a part of something. So here, we don't mean kapalgi, but it doesn't mean that the chavim are arguing. It means they're being mechalik. Not that they're being cholek, they're being mechalik. Kapalgi rabban, then Yimam will let you see, I can show you a case where chazal, he doesn't mean rabbanan as opposed to some other tana. He means the chachamim. As a whole, you find situations where Chazal differentiate, where they make a chiluk between Yom and Laila. Again, as we said, our starting assumption is not to. You talk about Melacha, right? So Heichad Matzino, that you have that even that the night is Mutar Melacha and the day is Aser, that you don't find either. But he says, okay, but I can show you. It's rare, but this wouldn't be the only case. And that's where Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is more comfortable. If you want to say that Or means Nagi, you want to say that Or means Alos HaShachar, so we could still explain Reb Elazar ben Yaakov's pushback against Reb Yehuda, because he's saying it's at least conceivable that the Issa Melacha should begin Alos HaShachar, because although it's rare, there are other situations where Chazal differentiate between Laila, i.e. pre Alos HaShachar, and Yom, i.e. post Alos HaShachar. But you, you want to make the border an hour later at Netzachama Heichan Matzino. Where do you find that there is a chiluk between pre alos and post alos? It says by Tanya Sibur. What does the brisa say? Sanya al Masay Ochel Veshose Achiyala Murashacha. Diver Lezer Ben Yaakov Yishimen Omar Kros Agever. It says, you have a tainus, so sometimes you have a tainus that's aser leilo kiyomo, sometimes you have a tainus which only aser b'chila bayom, but b'layla is mutter. Right? And we're familiar with that. The Tanon, we're discussing more of the issue of tanyos for Geshem, and there's no rain Eretz Yisrael. We're more familiar with the tanyos zeichu l'chorban, but we know from our own experience. Right? So farshet of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is aser leilo kiyomo, and the shar tanyos are only aser bayom, but the night before is mutter. So he says, okay. So I must have a chuvah shows. And that's the sheet of Blaz Ben Yaakov. Adam Mura Shachar. He says, for me, it's fine. So let Tainus Tzibur be a model for differentiating between the night and the day, meaning before Alos and after Alos. So that becomes a model that we could use here also by the Iser Melacha and Erev Pesach. Elazidach Heichash Kachna Yimama Gufe De Palgei Banan. You're telling me that Chazal are divine the day itself. Because the day begins Alos HaShachar. But you're telling me that this Melach only begins an hour and change later at HaMeitzachama Heichan Matzino. The Shachmatar continues, but a bunch of hands. Yeah, question.
Yeah, so, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov just loses his own Shita by bringing another one in the Shita? He said that he's fine with the Rabbanim divide between Lila and Yoga. And then he brings...
Yeah, so that's a good point. So Shimon is saying it's a little bit circular because Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is proving his shita from his own shita. Because he says Alos HaShachar, okay. But Lamasa, on the other hand, Well, Masa, on the other hand, that was his understanding or tradition, his Masorah or his Havana in the pre-existing din of Tanis Tzibur also. And it should be noted, we don't have anyone who says Hanesa Hama. The only other sheet is Kros Hagever, which is also when the rooster calls, or Kros Hagever in the other sense, or when they call the Kohanim to do Malacha. Either way, that's also before Hanesah Hama. So Heichem Matzino, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that Tais begins from Hanesah Hama. So Miman Avshach. Yeah, questions. Yosef, you had a hand before. Keith, no. Okay. Question from the right wing? No. Okay. Okay. So that's where we're holding right now. Nachamal. Again, it all we're getting further and further afield, but it's all laman the original issues. All laman the original issue of can we prove what or means? We have a Mishnah Pesachim based on Alva B'dikas Chametz. We all know what's the Mishnah telling me about this man B'dikas Chametz. It said Arla Ba'asa. Right? Yesterday we spoke about. Right, the three pirtei halacha the Mishnah has. Mishnah says b'dikas chametz, and gives me three pirtei halacha, and the first one of those three is when, and the answer is arla ba'asa. What does that mean? When? Sometime in the yudal. Does that mean the evening? Does that mean the morning? So we're trying to figure that out. So say, I have a tosefta that proves that or means night, because isn't it clear that Blazim Yaakov is talking about starting from the night? Because if he means starting from the morning, that's what Yehuda says. It's not machlokas. So says, no one, there still is a machlokas. Yehuda says starting from a Hanetzah Chama, maybe Blazim Yaakov means not starting 12 hours earlier from Shkia, but an hour earlier or so from Alos HaShachar. Gemara says, very nice. Okay, the two Shitos, but Blazim Yaakov didn't just argue, he also gave a Svara. How would the Svara that he's given, the Kasha against Yehuda, why isn't that Shvara on him as well? So the Gemara explained, no. And you're right that the most common boundary in terms of Issa Malacha, Hetcha Malacha would be from the night before, from Shkia. But at least we do find by Tanya Sibur that we draw the boundary, Alos HaShachar. So just like by Tanya Sibur, we draw the boundary, Alos HaShachar. We dug up such a situation. We dug up another example. Okay, so by Tanya Sibur, you draw the boundary, Alos HaShachar, at least according to Lez Miyakov himself. And we don't find that anyone should draw the boundary at Hanei Tachama. So too, by Isser Melechas Erev Pesach, the Isser Melechas Yudal Nisan, so it's mistaber to say that we could draw the boundary at Elos HaShachar, but not mistaber to say we draw the boundary at Hanei Tacham. So now the Gemara goes weiter in trying to figure out a shakel of attire between the Tana. Omar Lei. Nachamal, let's start from the beginning of the line. Ella, the fourth white line. Ella di dach hechashkachni imam agufi de palgir abanon. Right, so the Blazim Yaakov is saying, Heichan matzinu, where do you find, again, shin chaf ches, in Aramaic is almost the opposite of what it means in Hebrew. Obviously in Hebrew it means to forget, and in Aramaic it doesn't mean to remember, but it means to find. Ashkach is to find. Heicha ashkachna, it was heichan matzinu, where do I find yimam agufi de palgir abanon? I find the Chazal would differentiate between night and day, but we need to find that the day itself should be split in different parts of the day of different dina. So Amar Lei is ordered to respond in the Braisa. Who asked me yochir shemiksas namut v'achilas chomet v'miksas ha'aser v'achilas chomet? No, Yudal itself in term with respect to chomets we differentiate, so why should we differentiate with respect to malacha? And that's where the Tosefta ends. But the Gemara is not satisfied. Hey, it's a good point. It's a good point. So Shapur Kamal Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yehuda is saying well. You're saying good. I don't know where that terminology comes from. You're saying good? Right here, Shapur Kamal. You're saying good. Or to be grammatical, you're saying well. You're saying well. Oh. So the Gemara says, Taka, isn't that elementary? Isn't that elementary? What was Rebbe Lezer thinking? So Hachkam Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara says, no, you know where Rebbe Lezer would respond. Amina lochana melacha derabanan. Not amrsli chametz daraisa. I'm talking drabanan. You're talking daraisa. Ad hacha astrachmana, ad hacha sharachmana. Apparently, and tzarach lahavin. Why? The Gemara says the Blazim Yaakov would say I'm not bothered by the fact that on a daraisa level we could split a day into different dinim. The Torah drew a line in the sand. Ad hacha up until this point. Asar Achmana, Ad Hacha Shari Achmana, Torah Asr until this point, Shari means lahatir, both literally and figuratively. To untie is lahatir or shari, and in the sense of permitted. So mutter and shari mean the same thing. So apparently it doesn't bother us that the Torah should draw a line in the sand. It only should bother us that Chazal would cut a day into half. Why should that be? So Rashi begins to explain a little bit. Amina lacha nadir abanan heichan hurgalnu heichan hurgulas. Where do you find that this was a habit, that this was a way of doing things? The name of the hachad nami kakal. Where else do you find the Chazal operate this way? That's what I was saying to you. That where do you find the hurgul, that they were in the habit, the Chazal in the habit of drawing these sorts of distinctions? Anamris li arriving in the daraisa. You're telling me arrive from din daraisa gzeres hakasav kachi. That's gzeres hakasav. And here are the key words in Rashi: ve'ein zu midas chachamim. Ein zu midas chachamim. That's a key phrase here. Just in terms of going through this thing, just reading through the Gemara before you even dig in, just reading Gemara Rashi, that's already intriguing. And we're talking about that what Rashi points out. Again, you look at the Gemara at first glance, and you wonder, well, I understand. Well, usually the Raisas are more common than Rabbanim. So, what's he saying? Oh, we find it, but the Raisas, Be'echet, is Rabbanim. Why should there be a difference? That's the thing that should have bothered you, right, when you read that line. Right? And again, we're going to see who's going to come back and say, no, but the Chachamim are also Rabbanans. Yes, no, maybe. Well, what does this mean? Well, why would we differentiate between the Raisas and Rabbanans? Well, somehow we're more machmer by deraisa drabbanan, as we know. So this somehow would be more machmer by deraisa by saying you could have an arbitrary split in the middle of the day, but by drabbanans, it's a kula that we don't adrab. We're saying you're going to add more hours of iser malacha drabbanan because it's drabbanan. So that's what Rashi is already highlighting. We're talking about the style. What the Gemara is handling about is the design principles of Din Drabbanan. It's not about Kula and Chumra. If anything, Adrabba, the Gemara is saying we should be more Machmer by Drabbanan. Why? They say, no, Einzum is Chachamim. How are they Hurgulu? Those phrases mean that there is a whole area of Halacha. We don't often think of this as the area of Halacha. The Rambam does have it. They begin Hilchas Mamrim. It begins to talk about Din Drabbanan. And you have Gemaras in different places throughout Shas about the rules that Chazal followed in making Drabbanan. There were rules. There's halacha about that as well. How to make din drabbanan. Let's say one of the most common rules is, and we discussed this a little bit earlier in the year, mitzvah shchicha l'gazer be'abanan. Chazal only going to make a din drabbanan something which is a common concern. It's an uncommon concern, very rare situation. Chazal don't have the obligation, probably not even the right, to make a drabbanan. There are rules about sugin avodah zarah, about when do din drabbanan take effect. Maybe you need pashta. Pashta gzera b'chal b'rov Yisrael. Maybe it has to be a gzera sherov atzibur chol lambo. There are rules about how you make din drabbanan. We spoke earlier in the year about another major rule: ke'en kol der tikkun rabbanan ke'en der isa tikkun. Usually Chazal try to pattern the din drabbanan after some der isa pattern. So here you have another rule in the halachas of, again, we're not chachamim who are making gzeres. But we're also not bringing a korban right now, so kachim is not relevant to us. So here's another erev halacha that's not practically relevant to you and I right now, but an erev halacha of how to make din drabbanan. So it has to be milsah shchicha, and when you design it, you're probably going to want to design a way that's ke'en daraisa. And the Gemara, and Rashi's pointing out, the Gemara here is getting back into that issue. How do Chazal make drabbanans? So there's a midas chachamim. There's a certain style to the way that, I don't mean chalila in a demeaning way. There's a certain approach, a certain design style to how, I don't mean passing fads, but there's a certain way in which Chazal would and would not craft a drabbanan. So that's what Rav Lezer Yaakov is handling. This Tosefta, Rav Lezer Yaakov is really saying that's what the Gemara is explaining now. What's the response to Yehuda? Yehuda said, look at Chametz. So the Gemara explains, yeah, Lezer Yaakov said, yeah, of course there are all sorts of dinim out there. But the question is, how do Chazal design their dinim drabbanan? And Rav Elazar Yaakov said, I don't think you find, it's interesting, it's sort of a, this is inductive. He's not leading with a svar. He's just saying, if you look at Din Rabbanan, Chazal never differentiate in this way, arbitrary to cut part of the day into yes and part of the day into no. Yeah, but Chametz is Daraisa. That's different. Xeris HaKasim, this is the way it is. Maybe part of the svar for Rav Elazar Yaakov is saying, again, this gets into the larger issue of whether it deemed Rabbanan to be b'chetz or not. Maybe part of what Rabbi Yaakov is saying is that a daraisa, so there's a certain ruchnius metaphysical reality. This part of the day is awesome, that part of the day is, but that's just the way it is. Kachaza, that's the reality. But Chazal created a new din Rabbanan, so we would expect, if you look at the way Chazal build it, they tend to give the entire day a single status. Heichan matzino. It's an interesting type of argument. Hey chamatzino, that Chazal should design an Issa Drabbanan in this fashion. He says, I chametz, don't ask me from chametz. Chametz is daraisa. And again, if you're going to say, as a side point, but it may be much more than a side point, and if you came across this discussion in last year in the first drag of Chulin, Reis Vengel's Rias from Takalal Tzadikim, the Sugi of Demai, if you don't say it like you're a Vengel, if you say no, the Deem Daraisa are Bechetz, the Deem Daraisa relate to certain metaphysical realities, certain spiritual realities of the item. This is us, and this is Mutter. That's just the way it is. If Chazal create a Din Begavra, they're just creating a new structure, what rules I'm supposed to follow. So it doesn't relate to a reality within the thing itself. So then, Matsinu, that they make it a neat, along the neat borders of day and night. The Heichan Matsinu, that the Din should change at Hanetzachama, Lo Matsinu. And I said, now let's see the end of the Shach Vitaria. Then there's more to think about. Nachama, from the line begins Shapir. Right? Shapir Kamal Yehuda Belazar, this is what we just saw. You say, making a good point. Chametz, by Chametz we differentiate. And Hachi Kamal Yehuda Belazar, again. Belazar responds, no, what we just spoke about a moment ago. I'm talking about Drabbanan. You're bringing it right from Daraisas. Nah, by Daraisas, I understand. This is the exact concept. This is the boundary. By Daraisas, that makes sense. But by Drabbanan, we should be bound by Midas. Again, what we saw in Rashi. Rashi is explaining what the Gemara is talking about. Midas Chachamim. How do Chazal typically craft the Drabbanan? And now the Gemara says, this is all very beautiful stars, but it still doesn't work. I don't understand what Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is saying. But Chametz is also. The Idah Gemara says, what would the other one say? What would Rabbi Yehuda say? Shavuot Rabbanan. Chametz is also Din Rabbanan. It's true, Chametz becomes Asur in our Torah et Chatzos. But as we know, the Mishnah tells later in this parak that the fact that an hour and two before Chatzos, the Shal Chamish is a certain Yisurim, Shal Shish is more Yisurim, those are Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, the Yisur Chametz only begins from Chatzos. From the Shah Shavias, from 12 o'clock. The fact that also from 10 and 11, that's Drabbanan. So don't tell me that I'm bringing rise from Daraisa, that's also Drabbanan. The Idach, or Rabbi Elazar Yaakov respond to that. And with this, the Shach Vitari ends. Harchakahu Davod Rabbanan li Daraisa. Nah, it's true. There is an element of Issa Drabbanan, there's a Drabbanan overlay, there's a Drabbanan module within the Issa Chamed, but that's a Harchaka to the Daraisa. In other words, it's already true that Ribbono Shel created an Issur D'oraisa of Chametz that begins at Chatzos Hayom. So I'm not as bothered that there should be Drabbanans, Diyum Drabbanan of an hour or two that also split the day in half. Why? So he explains. Rashi says, in other words, again, it's consistent with what we've already been saying, that the Rashi's Havana of the end of the Gemara, what the Gemara is arriving at is that the Rav Elazar Yaakov is really handling with how do Chazal design Drabbanan. I already have a pre-existing Issur D'oraisa. The Issur D'oraisa of Chametz begins at Chatzos. So now I need to make a siyag. There's no need to make a siyag that's going to be for 6 hours, for 7 hours. I don't have to Aser chametz midrabanan from alos hashachar. I have it in the right, so there's a good reason why Chazal would choose to begin the Isra'isa at 10 or 11 as opposed to at 5. But Masha Eno came, and they're not designed from scratch. Rashi is the end of Dimas Levi'idach. The Isra, and he goes on, he explains. Yeah, it's a siyag. We'll see the Gemara later. Why the siyag? Maybe you want to know what time it is. It's a cloudy day. Some people aren't so astronomically attuned. But the Isra is a kule drabanan. This Isra is an entirely drabanan. So achar shegazru Isra, once they're making, they're creating a new Isra from scratch. By Tainus and our issue, by Melechas Erev Pesach, Achilas Chametz, Hana from Chametz, those are drabanans that are protecting the Daraisa of Chametz and Erev Pesach. But Melechas is entirely drabanan. So Achash Gazer Yisur, Kama, Kol Hayom Gazer. That's how you read the last couple words in Rashi. Once they're making an Isser, so they're going to make it on the whole day. If they're creating a Melechas Chalamoid as an Isser from scratch, why would they have chosen to divide it in half? We don't find any sore. We don't find any parallel. That's what Lesmi Akin looks. It's sort of narrowing it down. He's saying what we're looking for specifically, we're not looking at derises, nor are we looking at derises which are drabanans, which are in other contexts might say ikaran derisa. We're not looking at drabanans or add-ons to a pre-existing derisa. We're looking at fresh, entirely new concepts midrabanan. Where else do you find? So Hanukkah is entirely midrabanan. Purim is entirely midrabanan. And Melechas Erev Pesach is entirely midrabanan. It's not that half the days also matter, half the days also midrabanan. That's the way Rashi is presenting it here. There's no Daraisa piece to it at all. There is some discussion later in the fourth paragraph that we showed him. Is there perhaps a deraisa piece, maybe at least in the days of Beis HaMikdash, there was a deraisa piece in the afternoon. The way Rashi presented here, entirely drabanan. So Chazal are going to build out this drabanan of Melechas Chalamoid, that we don't find any parallel case of an entirely created Isra drabanan that should divide a day in half. We do find by Tanis Sibur, we sometimes divide the day and the night. The Tanis begins from Alot HaShachar, so it's reasonable to say that Melechas Erev Pesach should also Isra should begin Alot HaShachar or earlier. Ad Kan the Gemara. Ad Kan the Gemara. Questions. There are a lot of questions we should have. Doesn't want to see the Gemara. There's plenty to think about the end of the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara. We know. Are you going to get what you say, Bidon?
Later on, Rashi seems to say that by Nun that the
Isra Malacha
is
not a proper Isra Malacha. Rashi says on Daf Nun that the Isra Malacha. Okay, good. So Binyamin's saying if you turn to Daf Nun, Malcolm, the spot to which Rashi, the beginning of the Sugya Rei, sent us. Malcolm Shinogu Lass Malacha Osen, Malcolm Shinogu Shalas Malacha Ein Osen. As the Rashi said, how come, what's the svar not to do malach on Erev Pesach? It says, Shkol Shei Tarbi Malach, you may forget Bir Chametz, you may forget Shechitas HaPesach, Tikkun HaMatzah. Yeah.
It's later also,
right?
Doesn't say about not eating
all day, so you come to... We say, the beginning, the opening mission, Arvei Pesachim, talks of not eating in the afternoon, so you'll have a taiva tea at night. And Rashi and Daf Nun, that's in Daf Tzadi Tes. Rashi and Daf Nun, mamish on our topic, look over. Says that we want to make sure that you're not going to get so busy that you forget to take care of all the mitzvahs of Erev Pesach. The mitzvah of Pesach itself, like Bir Chametz and Shechitas Karban Pesach, as well as the hachanas you need to do in Erev Pesach, to be ready to have the Seder at night, for instance, Tikkun HaMatzah, which by the hold on to that for a moment, or for more than a moment, as an aside, you should notice that Rashi and Daf Nun mentioned getting the matzah in Erev Pesach. So we're going to come to that as we progress further into the parak. There was an old minig ascribed to Rashi that was shown, the Chachmi Ashkenaz ascribed to Rashi of bimakbid to bake your matzahs for the Seder dafka on Erev Pesach. So the Sifrei Psak of the Chachmei Ashkenaz mentioned this was Rashi's practice, and this line Rashi does Nun Aleph at the beginning of the fourth parak, but the tikkun matzah may be a reference to that assumption that you're making the matzah for the Seder. The matzah's mitzvah is dafki prepared on Erev Pesach. We'll come back to Bli Neder in a later part of our parak. Yes, the Binyamin pointed out the way Rashi explains on Daf Nun explains the Isser Melacha, so it's hard. It's also a siyag. So Kishen that the Gemara said, well, Chametz is a siyag, so Melacha is also a siyag. Yes, that's a problem. That is a problem. That's a problem along the lines, if not identical, along the lines of the problems that Tosas Me'emasai. Right? Tosas Me'emasai raises what appears to be three kashas on Rashi. Rashi, again, it was a very innocent-looking Rashi, the opening Rashi in the Sugya. He told us, oh, look at Daf Nun. And that's a Tosefta here. It's talking about Daf Nun. The same as the Mishnah. It's handling. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had said there are some places have a minhag hamakom not to do malacha in the morning of Erev Pesach. Seems to the Mishnah like no one does a malacha in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, but the morning depends on minhagim. So Rashi, in introducing the Tosefta that we've been dealing with in our second, that based on base, I said, yeah. But when they're talking about Emesai, it's Asta B'Siz Malacha, they're talking about the topic of the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak, the Mishnah on Daf Nun. So Tosis right away jumps. That's very hard for several reasons. Tosas Rai John said it's very hard in terms of it's very hard to say that our Gemara is only talking about Minag and not Iser. So your point that, and it's very hard to say that our Tosefta here in Daf Beis and Beis correlates to the Mishnah on Daf Nun. So we'll get to Taisa soon, if not today, then tomorrow. But the Yom is already getting us in, and maybe we should take a look right now. Yom is already getting us in. He said, one second. How could you say that our sugya is talking about the same topic as Daf Nun if Daf Nun, Rashi himself, says that's a siyag? So how does our Gemara say, oh, we're not talking about siyagim, as though Malachas Erev Pesach is not about siyagim. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think again. I think it pushes along the approach of Tosas. Right? What does Tosas say? Let's take a look. What does Tosas say? Me'emos Tosim Asol Me'emosai. We later will have to get to the next Tosas also, Rabbi Eliezer. The next Tosas is gonna dig more into the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Tanan here. Between Belez Ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. But why would I have said Ad Hanei Tzachama? Belez Ben Yaakov is very upset. It's not a standard way for Chazal to create Rabbanim. So what would be the svar that they would want to? So we'll get to that. But first, you tell me from Amosai. Amosai Yidal Asosias Malacha Zaktosis. Here is Rashi. Aser Basias Malacha B'Makim Shenagu. The opening Rashi, which again seemed pretty innocent. Yeah. We talk Malkum Shenago, we talk Daf Nun. In other words, they're arguing over Mitam Minag. In a place where the Minag is afternoon, as Asr Malacha sounds like Nikar Adin. In the morning, it depends if you're from a place that do Malacha, a place that don't do Malacha. So Rashi said, ah, now we're Hanli. If you're in a place that they don't do Malacha in the morning, when does that start? Does that start from Nitzah? How does that start from Or? Whatever Or means. Either it means from the night before, or it means from that day. The Frektaisis. Akasha and Akasha and Akasha. Near the read. Rashi's great grandson did not agree with his great grandfather. The Parakmakr Shinogu Mukach beheaded Rabbi Yehuda Isla Isura below Minhaga. Akasha number one is that the Mishnah on Daf Nun that we saw, the Makam Shinogu, Makam Shinogu, the place that they have the Minhag of doing Malach in the morning, place that don't the Malach at Mig, not do Malach in the morning. And the Gemara, and the Mishnah goes on to talk about, as you saw, what do you do when you switch locations? Not for now, The notion of Chumim Makom Shahachol Sham, Chumim Makom Shiyatzim Sham, obviously has plenty of relevance for many, many things. Whether it's the more dramatic, famous things like, what do you do if you go to Eretz Yisrael? You're a Ben Chutzlar in Eretz Yisrael, 2 day Yantif, or vice versa, if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutzlar for 2 day Yantif. It comes up, so that discussion attracts a lot of attention. Something that attracts less attention is, let's say, you daven Nusach Svar, you daven in Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan. Or you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you daven in Nusach Svar Minyan. Or you are actually Svardi, daven Ashkenazi Minyan. Or you're an Ashkenazi daven in a Svardi Minyan. And what do you do if you're a Kohen? Do you duchen? Do you not duchen? What do you do about klapping a Sham Nebagadim before Kachanim? And so on and so forth. So usually we assume, practically speaking, in terms of those things, that Dvar Meshav B'Farhesia, you follow Minhag HaMalkum, and Dvar Meshav B'Tzina, again, Malach, the second day again is much more complex. But in terms of Nusach HaTfilah, so let's say those of us who daven Nusach Svar privately, then a Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan, I wouldn't say Keser out loud, and I wouldn't clap a Shalom B'Gadnu on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, because that would be davar shebe farhesia, be a violation of the minhag hamakom. If it's a Monday or Thursday, I still wouldn't call a shavnu, but I could say a shavnu because everyone's standing in davening. Anyways, no one knows what I'm saying. Again, so that's rooted in a discussion that begins with the end with that line in the Mishnah. The nosam chur makom shalach sham chur v'yashtu b'sham. We deal with minhag hamakom that becomes complex when you are out of your natural habitat. But then there are a series of mishnayos in the fourth parak. They get into some other, because that Mishnah itself, you turn top of base, it starts getting to other cases of where there are different deem in different places. Be your parish shvius, and so on and so forth. Nun Heyam and Aleph, we'd like to take questions in a moment. Nun Heyam and Aleph, the Mishnah appears to continue with the topic of Daf Nun. Now that we've done all the other parallel cases of be your parish shvius and Tisha B'Av and so on and so forth, Nun Heyam and Aleph, the first Mishnah, the Chachalim Omrim. The Mishnah already had said Daf Nun. There are different minhagim mekomos about melachas erev Pesach in the morning, and now Chachamim say Yehuda they did, and Galil they didn't. Which often sounds like it's just giving some more detail to the Mishnah. Daf Nun was abstract until which mekomos is algebraic. In place X they do, in place Y they don't. Now we're telling you. Yehuda they did, and Galil they didn't. The north and the south of Eretz Yisrael. Then Halayla beishamay osin v'sil matirim ad hanetachama. Now how about the night? The beishamay say aser, v'sil say mutter. Beishamay say aser to do malacha at night, v'sil say mutter until when? Hanetachama. So a lot of things stand out. And we're going to have to unpack this more. Tomorrow, Tosis begins to unpack this. The Gemara there begins to unpack it. And what the Gemara highlights, and we'll have to leave it with this for now, what the Gemara says in Nun Heyam and Aleph, quick show of hands, how many of you already saw the Gemara in Nun Heyam and Aleph? Good. So many of you already saw that the Gemara there is already sensitive to sort of the kasha that Tosis is asking Rashi. The Gemara is sensitive to the fact that Afnun, the Mishnah, was talking about Makom Shenohagu. But here, they Shamay Osrim. We're talking about Minog, we're talking about Easter. So what the Gemara says is, well, that's actually Machlokas with Meir and Yehuda. The Gemara puts a Brisa, Machlokas with Meir and Yehuda. The Gemara understands, and Daphne and himself, and what the Tanoim, Yehuda and Meir are arguing about, is this whole business of avoiding Malach and Erev Pesach. Is that a Minog or is that a Din? Is that a Minog or is that an Easter? So that's what Tosa says. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Tana we're talking about here? Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara Nun Hey already said, Rabbi Yehuda is a real Isser. It's not just a minig. So that's the opening kasha, is how are we going to fit together the Beis with the Gemaras and the Mishnayos and Gemaras in the fourth parak. The opening issue is, particularly since it's clear in Malkut Shenog, with according to Rabbi Yehuda in particular, it's an Isser and not merely a minig. Binyamin also raised another issue in terms of how you fit together Daf Beis with Daf Nun, and if you've been thinking about the Gemara, there's a very obvious problem that should have been raised that the Gemara strangely avoided. If you learned Megillah Daf Chaf, you should be also surprised that our Gemara made no reference. It seems to have been a very obvious way to quote Megillah Daf Chaf. There are a lot of open questions. We had a chance to get our feet wet in the sugya. We will continue Emir Tzashem tomorrow.